Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, the news, Tom Brady's back, retired for 40 days, and the reactions are all over the place. Some people think it was just a scam retirement to begin with. Some people think this was a ploy to get the Buccaneers to go all in and, you know, spend that money this year to try to win another Super Bowl. Some think it's a ploy to get the Buccaneers to trade him to the 49ers. And that's why I went to England to talk with the Glazer family, which owns the Buccaneers and Manchester United. And so opinions are all over the place. Where are you on this return of Tom Brady? What was your thoughts about it, and where are you at right now on it?
Tom Brady has officially reached go away status. Tom Brady is sickening. That's what Tom Brady is right now to a lot of NFL America. Yes, he has his fans, but there's a large part of the NFL nation that is like, enough already. Tom Brady is that guy at your house at 2 a.m., wanting to know if you still have any more nachos and what else is coming on. Get off my damn couch, Tom Brady. Enough. You are the most selfish. He's an attention whore. This is ridiculous. He had his out. Tom Brady did it right. He proved his point. He went left in New England. He won a championship. And the notion that wasn't enough to satisfy him even at this age. Why? There is no reason other than to be selfish and to be in the limelight. He can't live without it. Tom Brady wants to go off the field in the NFL in a stretcher, in a wheelchair, to have damage done to him. That's how sick he is. It's a damn sickness that Tom Brady would come back. Go the hell home with your wife and kids. That's where you belong at 44. People can respect greatness. People can understand a need, a want, a yearning to compete. But there does come a time at a certain age where you need to get off to the sidelines and let somebody else have a ball and have a chance and step aside because you can't play forever. Why? This is ego. This is what this is. He's an egomaniac. I thought Tom Brady was about himself, Chris, but this proves to me even more that this is the drug. Tom Brady's on football crack. He can't get enough. He'll do whatever it takes to be able to play football, and there's always going to be enablers. I get the numbers, the inflated numbers. They weren't that great. That's why he didn't even win the MVP. So he wants to feel like, I can still play. I can put up 5,000 yards. I can do this. I can do that. There comes a time where you got to step aside to save yourself. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, I'm not wishing any bad luck or any harm to come Tom Brady's way. But I think he had a great opportunity to get out, proving that he could win a championship without Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, winning a championship in Tampa Bay, and even though they lost last year, stepping aside with people still feeling great about who he is. And now I think people are just sick of him, and people will want more than ever for this not to work out. And I fear that Tom Brady will wind up getting hurt. And who wants to go out that way? I feel sorry for this guy that he doesn't feel satisfied or complete, or that Tom Brady hasn't done enough to move on to the next chapter of his life. It's pathetic to me. Tom Wow. Brady, you made me throw up in my mouth this weekend, and I haven't done that since I was in college. That's how sick I was.
All right. Well, tell us how you really feel. My goodness, Rob, that was interesting. It was captivating. It made for good radio. But I couldn't disagree more. I mean, first of all, I haven't seen anybody. I'm sure there are people out there. There are fans. We know some people don't like Tom Brady. But, dude, I'm glad he's back. The only thing that would have made it better to me is if he had gone to San Francisco. Because I think they're a better team with him. They're the definitive favorites, and it would have been fun to watch. But this will be fun to watch, too. I think, look, what you said, like I said, captivating all that, to me, it's none of that. It's not about proving, you know, he's got something to prove or he's not satisfied. How about he likes football? How about that? He loves playing the game of football, and he ain't the only one at 44. Other 44-year-olds just couldn't do it. And the proof is in the fact that not only in football, but in most other sports, guys come back time and time and time and time again. Whether it was Muhammad Ali, whether it was Sugar Ray Leonard, whether it was Deion Sanders, whether it was Brett Favre, whether it was Michael Jordan, whether it was Jim Brown at 47 on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a freaking Raiders uniform, shoulder pads and all, contemplating coming back because Franco Harris was about to break his record. I mean, no, this is nothing. Tom Brady enjoys playing football, and that's fine because here's the thing, Rob. Yeah, by football years, he's old. by life years. He's young. He's 44. You know what you do when you meet a guy that's 44. What I do when I meet a guy that's 44. We think they're a young man. You got your whole life in front of you. So even if he plays two more years, three more years, I doubt it's three, but let's three more years, he will still be young and have the rest of his life to do whatever he wants to do. If I think the majority of athletes and the majority of sports fans out there who ever played at any level, if they could still play in the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball, whatever, at 44, they do. Heck, Willie Mays was 42, right, when he was stumbling in outfield. Hank Aaron played late. Like, we've seen this. The difference is Brady is still right there at the top of the league. Those numbers weren't fugazi. He really did throw for 5,300 yards. He really did throw for that many touchdowns, whatever it is, over 40. He had a great year. Okay, he didn't win MVP. Guess what? He was second. I'll take that. So that's all I think it was. It is him still wanting to compete and play football. It's not obviously he's proven he can win without Belichick. And we in the media look at it like, well, what else does he have to prove? He's already won the divorce with Belichick. He's won 7-2. But sometimes for a guy that's in the moment, that's playing, it ain't about legacy anymore. It ain't about proving. It's about, I enjoy this. I like it, and I'm still very good at it. So I got no problem with it. Yeah, he handled it poorly from the retirement, the Instagram post, where he didn't even mention the Patriots. That was poorly done. Yesterday's comeback announcement, little tweet, Instagram, whatever, poorly done. All the podcasts where he was mentioning Never Say Never and giving out hints that he might come back, all the way up until you've been talking about how you want to spend time with your family. And now he's even made comments like this, right? Where, and I've done that now. He said, I want to spend time with my family, and I've done that. What, 5 weeks? 5.5 weeks? Like that's it? That's all you needed to spend with him? So I get all that. But I'm not going to kill a dude for loving football, just like we love broadcasting, reporting, whatever it may be. And he can still do it at a high level. Obviously, his family is on board. They might, maybe, I'm sure Giselle might have some reservations, but she supported him publicly with the tweet. Obviously, she agreed to let him do it. And you, your spouse, if they're really that much into something, you want them to enjoy themselves. And so I got no problem whatsoever with it. I'm happy he's back because I'm about storylines. I'm about drama. I'm about intrigue. And this is all of that and then some.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks Music app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my game.
That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Rob, I'm going to throw this out. We're not going to belabor it. We don't have a ton of time to talk about it. But over the weekend, there was some, you know, Colin Kaepernick, I don't know if he posted or his people did, about him working out. And Adam Schefter quoted a source saying he's in the best shape of his life. Rob, I think some of these teams should give Colin Kaepernick a shot. I'm not saying make him your starter unless he's deserving. But bring him in. If I'm the Steelers and I'm looking at Mitch Trubisky or Mason Rudolph or whoever, why am I not bringing in Colin Kaepernick? If I'm Seattle and I don't get Deshaun Watson, why am I not bringing in Colin Kaepernick? Go ahead. You got an answer, apparently.
You already know. I mean, that ship sailed. He's he's the plague to them, and they're not going to give him a fair shot, and especially this far, these many years removed. Chris, it's a total—
He's 34 years old.
It's the biggest sports injustice in the history of this country, Chris. It really is. Shame on the NFL. Shame on the NFL black players.
Ali came back.
Shame, 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 Chris. What they did to this man who did nothing
as far as his own personal nonviolent personal. Yes,
he stood up for victims
and the voiceless, for the voices, Chris. Right. Yes, and he didn't bother anybody.
Nope.
He didn't tell every his teammates they had to do it or this or that. I told fans, this is what you need to do and you need to pay attention. It was his own personal thing.
But are you with me on, okay, I get it, because I tend to feel like he's never going to play again.
I'm just,
but
yes,
do you think he should? It's not like he's 38. He's 34. Pete Carroll said 2 years ago, Rob, in 2020, I regret not signing him back in 2018. And he said, he said, he's a starter. We don't want to insult him, bring him in as a backup. Well, you don't have Russell Wilson anymore. And again, I get it if you're getting Deshaun Watson, but that doesn't appear to be in the cards.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Again, Kaepernick might come out there and be horrible, Rob. I'm not saying you have, and I'm not even saying Mike Tomlin, because he's black, has an obligation. I don't like doing that. You know, he doesn't have an obligation to necessarily go ahead and sign Kaepernick or something. But I just think from a football standpoint, why wouldn't I give it a shot? We just talked with Randy Mueller about how quarterbacks are mobile today, and that's Brady's kind of the last of a dying breed and not, you know, moving as much. Kaepernick can move. Like, I just think he deserves a shot. That's it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of free agency, and this isn't a free agent move, but it's a move. Let's look at Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, he was cleared of criminal charges, so he won't have to face that, so he won't do any jail time. And now it's on. A lot of teams out there want him now. Seattle's mentioned as a team that wants him. Carolina Panthers and New Orleans Saints, he's visiting those two teams over the next couple of days. And there's even talk that the Indianapolis Colts want him. Was reported that they made a call to the Texans, but of course, being in the same division as the Texans, Texans didn't want anything to do with them. So Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, he comes out and says, I see what's happening. Oh, you're not slick, Indianapolis. You put this out there, you leak it. So that Deshaun says, Carolina? New Orleans without Sean Payton. Seattle. Well, Russell Wilson, they were so bad, Russell Wilson was ready to leave there. I've seen him running for his life with that offensive line. Pete, don't let you cook. And then I got Indianapolis with the quarterback whisperer, Frank Reich, as the head coach, worked with Peyton Manning, worked with Phillip Rivers. Heck, even though they jettisoned him, he helped improve Carson Wentz last year. Nice defense. Jonathan Taylor, arguably, behind Derrick Henry, the best running back in the league. I could play it in a dome. Yeah. They want me. So let me just refuse to go anywhere else. How about that? That's what Indianapolis is doing, according to Mike Florio, putting it out there. So Deshaun gets the memo that I can just tell the Texans, I'm not going to the Panthers, the Saints. Anywhere else you want to send me, I want to go to Indy. And Deshaun, if you're listening, do that, Carolina. Why? Why? The Saints? And I'm a Louisiana boy. I'm Creole. I'm from the Bayou. My parents went to college, met in New Orleans. I got love for New Orleans, for boudin, gumbo, crawfish etouffee, jambalaya, beignet. I love it all. But don't go to the Saints. Work your way to Indianapolis, my man. Y'all could be nice. I get it. Oh, the AFC is tough. It is. All those young, hot quarterbacks out there, you got to think about that. Real talk. And I know he's confident in his abilities. He knows he can ball. But just you look at the situation. Count the cost. I'm a big believer in counting up the cost. Look at the possible consequences and repercussions of your actions before you move. And Deshaun or any quarterback going to the AFC would have to say, okay, real talk, because I'm not going to keep it politically correct. And, oh, it only matters about winning. Of course winning is important. Of course winning is the bottom line. And I'm saying Deshaun should go to Indianapolis. I'm just saying here's the cost he needs to count up. Look at all those young quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Now Russell Wilson's there. Am I going to make Pro Bowls in AFC? Am I going to – real talk, because that stuff matters. Matters when you renegotiate a contract. Matters when your Hall of Fame candidacy comes up. So I'm just saying, count that all up. And Deshaun, I believe in you. Be confident enough, because if you go to Indy, you should win. And if you win, then you should make Pro Bowls. And maybe more. Maybe all pros. You can ball, bro. So I think Deshaun Watson should be looking at the Indianapolis Colts. Look, go somewhere. You can, isn't that why you won out of Houston? You don't think they're about winning? You think the front office is a joke? And some of the way they're doing things, it does look kind of funky. I like Lovie Smith, though. I wish you would give him a chance, but you're not. So look at Indy. Forget all this other stuff. Carolina, come on. The Indianapolis Colts, Deshaun, and Houston, look, I get it. You don't want to see him twice a year. You know, you want to be done with him. Send him to the NFC, and if I see him once every 3-4 years, fine. If I see him in the Super Bowl, I'm good with that. But I don't want to trade him in my division. Look, do what's best for you. If it means trading him in the division, so be it. As long as you get a good deal. And get a good deal from Indy. They should be willing to give up something for Deshaun Watson. So he's going to be suspended most likely. There is a school of thought out there that, oh, the NFL may look at this past season as a suspension. Yeah, he didn't play at all. So maybe they won't suspend him. Sure, the football fan in me would love that. But I don't see that happening. It's not right. He wasn't suspended. In fact, that's the dysfunction and the lack of leadership and the lack of backbone that got Deshaun Watson upset with the Houston Texans in the first place. I'm sorry. Look, if I was running the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson would have either been on the football field playing for his money or away from the team, and I'm fighting not to pay him a cent. This isn't charity. Not giving you money just to show up, and you barely showed up, telling me you're not gonna play. Well, I'm not gonna pay. So the fact that the Houston Texans didn't have the backbone, didn't have the testicular fortitude to say to this 25-year-old dude, you gonna play. If you come and we pay you, you're going to play football, son. That shows me Deshaun's right. I'm dealing with a bunch of numbskulls. I'm dealing with a bunch of people that don't know what the heck they're doing. Get me out of here. So, Houston, you should deal. Look, if it's the best deal you can get, Deshaun's already run y'all through the ring. He got paid all last year. So go ahead and send him to the Colts, because I love to see it. Man, oh, man, wouldn't that be exciting? Deshaun Watson. But, yeah, I think despite that, him sitting out last year, I think the league is going to suspend him. It might be half the season. It wouldn't be right to look at last year as a suspension. That was just negligence. That was just dysfunction on the part of the weak Houston Texans. That wasn't a suspension. That was just him being stronger than the organization. So he should be suspended. But even then, I'm bringing him in. Indy had a plan. When they got rid of Carson Wentz, we were told it was Jimmy G. And Jimmy G can win, but he ain't Deshaun Watson. He ain't going to do what Deshaun Watson does. Deshaun Watson is long-term, baby. The long-term answer. So I think that's where he should be going. If you want to visit New Orleans to hang out and have a little fun in the French Quarter, do you. I mean, you know, the story's out there. Be careful, bruh. Be careful. Maybe some changes in your lifestyle need to be made. But go have fun. Good, clean fun. Carolina? I mean, no. So I think he should be trying to force his way to Indy. What do you think? I'll give you another team quickly. The Browns. Look, Baker's okay if I can't get anything better, but Deshaun Watson is better. So if they could get him, I'd be cool with that. But it's cold up there. He's been in Texas. He's been at Clemson. That's why that dome probably makes sense to him. Feels good to him. Speaks to him. So I like Deshaun in Indy. Where you like him?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.